What's happening to a lot of those Valentine's Day flowers and treats coming from far away before they deliver to you? That's coming up on This Land of Ours. In these final days leading up to the ultimate day for love, February 14th, Valentine's Day, U.S. Customs and Border Protection's officers and ag specialists are showing the love for this land of ours. They're extra busy inspecting imported flowers that will eventually end up in the hands of many deserving loved ones. But first, they must undergo rigorous inspection from CBP ag specialist officers such as Gil Kurlikowski.
So here we are in Miami. Our agriculture inspectors, over 2,300, work every day to protect America's agriculture industry. Over a $7 billion flower industry right here in Miami, and almost 200 ag specialists working to make sure that what comes into the United States is safe for the health and safety of the people here, but it's also safe for our agriculture industry.
Customs and Border Patrol ag specialists inspect flowers to ensure they are free from pests or diseases. Historically, Valentine's Day is the second busiest time for cut flower importations. Mother's Day is the busiest. Last year, during this season, CBP ag specialists at LA International Airport processed over 37 million flower stems and intercepted 372 pests. Los Angeles ranked second in the nation among U.S. ports of entry for the number of cut flower shipments during this season. Miami ranked first with more than 875 million flower stems. I'm Kathy Isom for AgNet West.